Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Starting and operating a small business against all odds, living largely by your wits. Your courage and devotion to a dream are an inspiration to everyone in the 21st century marketplace.
We are back. It's 13 after the hour. 1:03 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you for joining us. And I'm very excited about this hour because we're going to be visiting with a good friend, Greg Sullivan. Greg is the president and CEO and the founder of G.A. Sullivan & Company, and we're going to get him to tell us a little bit about more about what that company does in a minute. But I want to tell you first about, let me get him in the show here. Greg, welcome back to the show.
Well, Jim, how you doing?
Good. I don't want you sitting on the sidelines. I want you to listen for a minute, though. Folks, I want to read some things about G.A. Sullivan. G.A. Sullivan has been named the Deloitte & Touche Technology Fast 500 list, identifying the company as one of the nation's fastest growing technology company, and this is your third year to be on that list.
Actually, it's the fourth year.
Fourth year?
Yeah.
Congratulations. And I'm reading some old information here. Here's another one. G.A. Sullivan is proud to be a four-time winner of the St. Louis Regional Technology Fast 50. Great awards. You guys are obviously doing something right.
Well, we're having a lot of fun still, and obviously our industry's growing, but I hope we're doing something right.
Well, your timing is right, obviously, too. And as I've told my audience before, you are the 1999 Small Business Person of the Year, as chosen by the SBA, and that was done last May, just prior to when you were on my show for the first time. Take a half a minute, Greg, and tell the audience what you do at G.A. Sullivan.
We are internet software developers. And specifically, we develop custom software for companies that want to take advantage of the Internet. We help them understand how they can leverage the Internet for their business, and then we build the software that follows that if they can't buy it.
So it's custom software?
For the Internet.
For the Internet.
That's right.
Right. Okay. Tell us, I want to get into to your industry and to your business, the growth and the things that you do in a minute. But what I want you to do first is, one of my New Year's resolutions that I'm proposing, that I proposed in my newsletter for small businesses for the year 2000, was to find out what it takes to become involved in, and participate and compete in the SBA Small Business Person of the Year Award process. And that's one of the resolutions. And my reason for doing that was not that everybody out there is going to win, or everybody out there is even going to, maybe you won't even find out. You'll find out that this year you're not even qualified for that. But at least you'll understand the criteria that you go through to be considered to be a Small Business Person of the Year by the SBA. And understanding that criteria will make your company a better company.
Jim, actually, there's another important reason to go through it. And like you say, whether or not you'll win or even qualify is not the issue. What I learned about going through the process was a whole lot about our company that, you know, it may seem obvious that you should know everything about your company, but going through a process like that raises your awareness about things that are happening inside of your own organization,
mm-hmm.
no matter how big or how small. So the experience of just making the application was worthwhile. And we, by the way, I think I mentioned this to you before, but I was reluctant to take the time to do that the first time. And actually, through the insistence of the local people here at Arthur Anderson, they were very persistent in encouraging me to do it for exactly this reason, that even if it didn't work out. So we finally did the work at the last minute, and obviously I'm pleased that we did, but I felt we got a lot out of it even before we were selected for the local winner.
Right. Well, and one thing I want to point out, folks, is that as we go through the hour, you're going to learn, if you didn't already know, you're going to learn that G.A. Sullivan is not a tiny company anymore. They're a pretty good-sized company. 200, what do you got, about 250 folks?
Well, we're now about 275.
Yeah, and my point is, I don't want you to be intimidated by that, because I know people who have competed, at least at the local and sometimes at the state level, who were much smaller companies. I'm talking about maybe people with just a few employees. So there's not really a size requirement, is there, Greg?
No, and keep this in mind. It was in this time in 1993, we had 7 employees.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
it can happen pretty fast.
Absolutely. Okay, now what I want you to do is tell us how your life has changed in the last 9 months or so since you won this award.
Well,
how has Greg's life changed?
Well, in a lot of ways, all very positive. But I'll tell you one story that kind of sums it up. We just opened earlier this year. Actually, it was just after the award. It was in the summertime. We opened our first office outside of the U.S. We opened it up in Europe, and so just like every other office we've opened in the United States, we've worked hard to win customers and earn their respect and trust and so forth. I finally paid a visit to Europe just a couple weeks ago to visit our first customer over there. And it was a very large, and even by U.S. standards, a very large insurance company. And I was hoping just to be happy to get a meeting with the customer. And it turns out, at the announcement that I was coming, they arranged for me to meet the chairman of the board of the company. And
wow.
I sat in a meeting with the chairman of the board, and we had a very good meeting. And after the meeting, he had a photographer come in and take our picture. And
wow.
I said, well, I'm flattered, but what's the purpose of this? He says, I want to get my picture with the U.S. Small Business Person of the Year.
That's crazy.
And that's just one example, but I could tell you one from every week.
What I'm seeing happening is they post this picture on the wall at that company, and the employees are walking by. What language would they? What country was this?
This was in the Netherlands.
Oh, the Netherlands.
So these
people are coming by, and in Dutch, one of these employees says, "Who's that guy up there with Greg Sullivan?" I'm sorry, it's an old joke, but I couldn't resist that.
I don't know, I'm not ready for that.
Oh, that's pretty good. Well, congratulations. That's great.
The point of the story, Jim, is there's a lot of doors that have opened.
And I'm telling you, folks, the people who competed all the way down the line from being the local city and county and state winners, those people have their own stories to tell just because they got involved and competed. Greg, stand by. We're going to take a quick break. It's 20 after. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Our phone number is 888-822-8255, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to check out the archives that are there. You'll be able to hear some archives that I've had with Greg Sullivan, our guest this hour. And also, don't forget to sign up for my newsletter. Just click on every single page has got a link to where you can sign up for my newsletter. It's free. It comes by email every Sunday. I think you'll enjoy it. And if you decide you don't like it, you can say unsubscribe, and we'll take you off our list. But, you know, so far that hasn't happened much, not at all. We've actually been gaining a lot of new subscribers every month, actually every day. Greg Sullivan. Talk to us about some of the specific applications, if you can, that you help your customers with and clients. G.A. Sullivan develops internet software, custom internet software.
That's right, Jim. By the way, I want to plug your newsletter. I know you don't need that, but I received that newsletter, and it's a good tool for all businesses, not just small business. So.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
For everybody to read that, I get it every time as well. Our business, our customers are a lot of different kind of businesses. We do have one focus in financial services, banking, insurance, and securities, and another in manufacturing, distribution, and logistics. But an example in the insurance industry, there's a company called General Life that operates out of St. Louis and other places around the world. And their idea is that they could be a life insurance company, a big-time multi-billion-dollar life insurance company with no more than a dozen employees. essentially a virtual life insurance.
Wow.
And the way they would do that is by servicing policies over the Internet, taking applications over the Internet, working with agents over the Internet, and just all the functions that an insurance company performs could be performed using the Internet as a tool. Some of it's very private information, so it has to be secured,
mm-hmm.
but a policyholder can change their investments in their life insurance on the Internet.
Wow.
And so on. And it's called General Life, and it's been a huge, essentially an international success because they're now taking the idea and going global with it. They've gone to Canada, they've gone to Europe, and they're in discussions with several other major countries and continents around the world. So it's a neat idea. Another quick idea is there are some individuals that we work with who have the idea that if you can collect statistics from high school sporting events, that you would have essentially a web portal is the term we use, a website where a lot of people would be interested in looking. The athletes themselves
mm-hmm.
could then compare themselves to other athletes around the country, the parents, the coaches, the scouts from the colleges,
right,
and so on. And they're called sportshuddle.com. And what they do is they work with the local newspapers in a region. They collect all the statistics after the games. It then gets printed in the newspaper in the morning. But now all that data is in a database that can be used for comparative purposes. And if you have any idea where you believe you can drive, the way we say is drive eyeballs to a website, you've got an opportunity. You've got an opportunity to sell merchandise to those eyeballs, or you've got an opportunity to advertise to those eyeballs.
Now, how does G.A. Selva fit in with these companies?
Well, we help them devise their plan for their idea. A lot of times people just come to us with an idea, and they need to put together some business plan. There's software to be developed. That website has to be developed, so
mm-hmm.
we can do the design work, the software development work, and we can help them get that website up and running so that it's really going to work. And then we can help bring in partners that will help do the branding or the marketing of that website
mm-hmm.
so that they really are successful. Sometimes the idea is not enough. They really have to go out and do some work to drive people to that website.
Well, the strategic alliances is essentially what it sounds like you're talking about.
And our business wouldn't exist without strategic alliances.
Well, and as you know, and as my audience has heard me say, and folks, this is so important, and you keep hearing people saying it over and over again. I don't know whether you thought I knew what I was talking about or not, but Greg, a few weeks ago, I proposed what I've called the new leverage model for entrepreneurs, and it's a three-leg model. First leg is networking. The second leg is strategic alliances, and the third leg is technology. And to me, this goes back to what you were saying, it doesn't matter how big you are. If you focus on those three areas, you can be almost as big as you want to be.
I have focused on those from the time I was a one-person operation until this very day, and I stay personally involved in those alliances.
Yeah, absolutely. Stand by, Greg. We're going to take a quick break, folks. It's 29 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with Greg Sullivan, the president and the founder of G.A. Sullivan. Stay with us, please. We're having a great visit with our good friend Greg Sullivan. Greg is the president, the founder, and the CEO of G.A. Sullivan, a software development solutions company out of beautiful downtown St. Louis, Missouri. But you've got offices, several offices in the country, and at least one overseas. How many total offices do you have now, Greg?
We have 8 total offices, 7 in the U.S. and 1 in the Netherlands.
Why did you choose the Netherlands?
Well, I get asked that often. It's by industry forecast, 50% of the worldwide dollars that are going to be spent on internet services, companies like us, will come from the U.S., and then 25% will come from Western Europe.
Yeah.
So that essentially gets us access to 75% of the global market at a pretty low cost. So the other 25% would take, 30 or 40 offices to get to. So that's why we went to Western Europe. Now, the Netherlands the Dutch throughout history have been very interested in international trade and commerce, and so they are very accommodating to foreign companies that want to invest,
mm-hmm.
and much more so than many of the other European countries. So it's a great place to start in Europe, but it obviously won't be the only place we serve or ultimately exist in Europe.
They've got a long tradition of of being friendly for businesses from a tax standpoint.
They go out of their way to accommodate you. It's amazing.
Well, you know, one of the classic examples I think is the Netherlands Antilles, the islands, where a lot of U.S. companies are actually incorporated there, and I won't go into all the details there, but I see your point, and I was wondering if it has something to do with their attitude toward business, and so it's
right.
Good that you did the research on that. Let's talk about. I want to hear what you think is coming around the corner. Here's something that you said to me recently, and something that you sent me. You said that the internet is now progressing to its next phase. We're leaving the content generation, the HTML generation of the internet, and going into the world of programmable internet, the XML. Now, please explain that to us.
Well, this is a big evolution in the history of the internet.
See, you're scaring me. I'm sorry, Greg. You're scaring me because I haven't even learned HTML yet, and already you're talking about we're leaving HTML.
You don't have to learn HTML, and you don't have to learn XML or whatever follows. The point is that there are certain things you're going to ask of your computer. And always before, what you asked your computer to do had to exist on your computer.
Mm-hmm.
And then this next generation of the internet, you're going to be connected to something somewhere out there on the internet where that service is going to be provided to you. Let me give you an example. Microsoft will announce shortly, and they've already made it clear they're going to do this, but look at what they're going to announce in April, how they're going to they're going to become a software service company so that when you use their software, you license it for that use or for a period of time. It's still unclear exactly how they're going to exactly license it, but you're no longer going to get a software package in a box.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's an example of how one very large company is going to attack this, but there's a huge opportunity out there for small companies who possess an idea or possess a certain skill, and if they can package up that skill into a service that can be provided over the computer, they could put up a website and they could charge people for access to that service at the point in time they want to execute it. And then maybe they don't even want to charge, they just want to give it away as kind of a leader into their business so that they can sell them some product or some consulting service.
So, see, it sounds like you don't have to buy my stuff, you can rent it.
Exactly.
See, that's one of the things, the reason I was thinking about that, when I started, we used to talk about memory hooks on the show, and we were talking with Ivan Meisner about his concept of memory hooks, and I said that my memory hook that I gave people was that in my consulting business was that I was a vice president you could rent. You didn't have to hire me, you could rent me. And so what you're saying is it's the same concept with this software. And you know, if you remember, what's the guy's name with Sun Microsoft? Scott McNeely?
Scott McNeely, yeah.
He said in an article about 2 or 3 months ago, you probably saw this in the Wall Street Journal, the title of the article was, "Don't Buy My Software." And what the content of the article was that Mr. and Mrs. America, I don't want you to buy my software. I want the big server organizations to buy my software, and you'll rent it from them.
That's exactly right.
How involved are you in that?
Well, somebody has to write all that software.
Yeah.
So now, of course, Microsoft and Sun will write their own software.
Right.
But there's a whole bunch of businesses out there that have an idea or a concept, or maybe it's something they own. It's a patented idea or concept,
right.
And they're going to want to, you know, rent that to people from time to time. And a lot of these things can be packaged by, you know, putting them on a website.
Well, I think the way I understand what you're saying is you don't have to be Microsoft or Sun Microsystems to do exactly what they're doing. They're doing it on a multi-billion-dollar basis. You may only want to do it on a million-dollar basis.
Right.
And you're saying that there's companies like G.A. Sullivan can develop small programs, small applications for little companies like that.
And there's a whole bunch of companies like us that can do it. But the important thing is the big guys validate this model.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
They're going to make it possible. And the other thing that validates this model is the broadband access.
Yeah, and I want to talk about that. I know you're excited about that, and my audience knows that I am,
right.
About the potential for that. I think it's going to change our lives. Stand by, we're going to be right back. It's 39 After, folks. We're going to be right back with Greg Sullivan.
We're visiting with another one of my heroes, Greg Sullivan, the president, the founder, and the CEO of G.A. Sullivan & Company. Greg, give us your website, please.
www.gasullivan.com.
Check that out, folks. It's a great website. And give us a phone number if anyone would like to call you to talk about doing business with you.
314-213-5600.
Okay. Now, let's say that I'm, and by the way, folks, I'm going to let Greg talk about broad bandwidth because he and I both are excited about that issue. We're going to talk about broad bandwidth in just a minute, but before we do, I want to talk about this, Greg. Let's say that that I'm a small business out here and I am in the process of leveraging my company. I want to take it to the next level, and I want to get more involved in the electronic world and the internet, and I want to expand my company using the technology that's out there. And I've been hearing what you have to say. You're saying we're moving from the content generation of HTML of the internet to the world of programmable internet XML. Now, but I don't know what the ABC, what the by the number steps are to take to get me where I can sort of have a better understanding and use some of the things you're talking about, Greg. Can you give us an ABC type of thing?
Well, it's real simple. First thing I encourage everybody to do is get on the internet themselves and use it and experience it. Regardless of what your idea or thought is, get on the internet and buy something.
Mm-hmm.
Learn how to work the search engines. And if you don't want to learn how to work the search engines, any 10-year-old will do. And sit down with that person and work several different search engines. They're easy to find out there on the internet. You can go to yahoo.com, you can go to msn.com. There's hundreds of them out there. They're easy to find. They said just anybody who's had even the slightest bit of experience could help you at least get that started. And then look at what other people are doing out there. The internet, essentially, there's not a question I can't imagine you can ask that you can't find somebody who's contemplating that same question out there on the
mm-hmm.
internet. And go see what people are thinking and doing. The other thing is, I'd be pretty thorough about your idea with your legal counsel, because there's a lot of ideas coming into the internet right now, and it's almost rare to see a new idea come to the internet. But that shouldn't discourage you from giving it a try, because your perspective on it could be different from somebody else's, and there's still an opportunity in that.
Let me give you an example that proves that point, and I want to make sure that as you say, you're not intimidated. No one's intimidated by that. Excite Online just paid $688 million for Blue Mountain greeting cards. And yeah, Blue Mountain is a great online greeting card company, but guess what? They're not the only one. There are many competitors out there, and yet they still sold their company for that much money.
And I get, by the way, 2 Blue Mountain cards a day
yep.
in my inbox from my 70-year-old father, who is sending them to my 1-year-old daughter.
Oh, that's great.
And she can't wait to get them every day when I come home.
That's great. But that's just an example that just because you see someone doing it, don't be intimidated by that.
That's right.
Yeah. All right, what's that's step A and B. What's step C?
The next step is you probably need some help. From a firm like ours, and there are many operating in every city, you can first go to the local internet service providers that have the web hosting service where
mm-hmm.
they can actually host your website. So you don't have to be in the business of building and running these systems. You can let somebody do that for you, take
right.
your idea and put it up there for you. And these are services that you can engage for the duration of time you need and be done with them. So I encourage you to find a firm like that. You know, we're one of those firms. And
How small is a company does G.A. Sullivan work with?
We have people that are one-person operations that have
okay.
an idea.
Okay, good.
Obviously, they need to have some funding as well.
Right.
But there's a lot of money chasing ideas right now. A lot more money chasing ideas than there are ideas for that money.
Mm-hmm. It's a unique time in the marketplace, isn't it?
That's exactly right, and I don't see that ending anytime soon. However, I don't say that as an excuse to wait. I think the early adopters are the ones who will profit
mm-hmm.
in the quiet period. It's hard to imagine a quiet period right now.
Well, I, the comment I've made, I wrote this in an article a while back, and that is that I think 5 years from now, maybe 3 years from now, as advanced and as accelerated as we think this time is and the things that are going on right now is, I think we'll look back 3 to 5 years from now, maybe 10 years from now, and we'll see this as the Model T years
of this
phase of the marketplace.
There's an economist, Joseph Schumpeter, that in 1911 said that capitalism is nothing more than a series of random disturbances. Those disturbances are caused by either new sources of organization, new technologies, or new products.
Mm-hmm.
One could argue that we have all three of those conditions existing right now with the Internet. And his theory is this, is that the ones who adopt whichever of those things that's new at that time in the early stages of the exponential growth, which is where we are now, are the ones who profit during the quiet periods. And he's documented this throughout the history of capitalism.
Well, one of the things I'd like to point out, folks, the technology and the applications are magical, but the work that you need to do, the research and just the elbow grease to get started and make something happen, that's as old as mankind itself. Stand by, folks. It's 50 after. We'll be right back with our good friend, Greg Sullivan. And Greg Sullivan is one of my heroes. He's the president and founder of G.A. Sullivan Company, which is a company that develops customized Internet software for businesses large and small. He is the 1999 SBA Small Business Person of the Year. Greg, give us your website and your phone number one more time, please.
The website is www.gasullivan.com.
Now, when they get to that site, where would they go to talk to somebody about doing business with you?
I think there's a contact us scenario on there. Our phone number's on there. It's pretty easy,
yeah.
to,
mm-hmm.
pretty easy to find.
All right. Yeah, just email, send them an email. There is. There's a feedback button there, and just check them out, folks. And as I said, I'm glad to know that you're working with little bitty companies as well as some of the larger ones. Also, give us the phone number.
Phone number is in St. Louis is 314-213-5600. All the offices that we have, the phone numbers are under the offices tab.
Okay. And by the way, we've got three radio stations in Missouri, so we might get some phone calls out of this. Let's talk about broadband. As we wrap up the hour, let's talk about broadband width. That's something that I'm excited about, and I know you are too.
Well, broadband is simply the high-speed access that we will all have to the Internet. See, computers today are used more for communication than they are for computing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why what we talked about earlier, the software being available as a service, is very important to us. And my friend Dean Burns over at the Dean of the School of Engineering at Washington University here in St. Louis says that, and I love this quote, he says that broadband will precede a revolution in our society that will be as great or greater than the Industrial Revolution.
Wow.
And the reason he says that is because it is he says if you look at all of the revolutions throughout the history of mankind, really what changed at each time was the way we educated our children.
Mm-hmm.
And broadband, with the combination of that and high-definition TV and the Internet, will give us an opportunity to change the way we educate our children.
That's a convergence that's going to change our lives.
That's exactly right.
No question about that. And folks, in a nutshell, the difference between what we have now and broadband is, right now we already have literally a waterfall of content and technical capability that's being funneled into a drinking straw, and that's what you're getting your information out of the other end of that drinking straw. And when broadband width becomes your connectivity, either cable modem or DSL or something else, then you'll be getting that waterfall of information and technological capability as it comes off the waterfall.
That's right. And there are a couple things you have to take from that. One is, you better start drinking from the straw if you aren't already.
Right.
And two is, pay the price to get the broadband connection that's best for your area.
Mm-hmm.
Like Jim mentioned, there's DSL, there's cable modems now out there. It's ironic that we're having this conversation today, because after I hang up, the the person from the telephone company is coming to install a T1 into my house.
Oh, yeah.
There are a lot of options available, and I'll just tell you quickly how important mine is to me. I've got my parents live in Kansas City. I live in St. Louis, and obviously there are good business reasons for me to have this in my house. But what I'm going to do with this thing, before I do any business with it, is I'm going to get my one-year-old daughter to have a video conference with my grandparents on a regular basis.
When that happens, I want you to come back and tell us how that worked.
Okay.
Greg, I got to go for this hour. Thank you. You were great, as always.
Jim, thank you very much.
Thanks, Greg. Greg Sullivan, ladies and gentlemen, with G.A. Sullivan & Company. Check them out, gasullivan.com. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners like Greg, because without your courage, hard work, and devotion to your dreams, America would not be the greatest entrepreneurial country in the world. This is Jim Blessingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blessingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.